Hello, good evening. This is my audio book testing, and I will try my best to come up with a story, and I will try to read some article in the website about 8 eroding Englishing. English once, like many other languages, laden with inflectional endings, experience an erosion of inflection hundreds of years ago. But sometimes it seems as if shaping influences are at work again. Here are 8 examples of words that are part of standing phrases that are, at least in colloquial usage, undergoing alteration. Number 1 is barbed wire. Many people mishearing or not paying attention to this phrase when it is spoken aloud, for hearing it mispronounced, write or call it barbed wire. My wife is laughing out loud. Oh, laughing out silent, not loud, because she does not want to ruin, but I continue the audiobook, okay? Fencing material consists of wires with barbs, yes, but the default format for expressing that wire is barbed with ED, is to write or say barbed wire, not barbed wire. I don't know if there's a difference the way I talk with barb and barbed wire. The number 2 is corned beef. The same truncation occurs with this name for beef that is corned. Corned, in this case, refers to the fact that corns or large grains of salt are used to preserve the meat. Corn originally referred to as to any small hard particle, then to grains, and then in the United States to a specific grain formerly called maize. Okay, as the meaning of the adjective slips into obscurity, however, the meaningless corned beef may prevail. This is a bit catchy, you know, because I thought corned beef means the cow are eating corn, but in reality they are being cured with salt. So I think that's it. That's my sample, and thank you very much. If you like this, your requests by email to karabawing@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Good night. Bye-bye. How can I turn this off? How do I turn this? Okay, that's it.